Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. This is Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. We're going to have a wonderful show for you today. It's actually a part two of the show we did last week, where we went to Liberty Pet Hospital and met with Dr. Andrea Miller, who is the owner, and interviewed her while she was doing a cleaning on a cat under general anesthesia. And it was pretty cool. And we didn't quite get it all in, so we are going to continue this week. Hey, before I forget, this is episode number 412. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And please go to my Facebook page, Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us, and or just check it out because it's really cool. We've updated a bunch of things. There's all kinds of information there. So we'd appreciate that. All right, so let's pick up where we left off last week. So how long would you normally, do you consider this procedure usually takes?
I'd say most cats, 15, 20 minutes to clean tartar off. But remember, with dogs, we have Chihuahuas to Great Danes, so cleaning bigger teeth and a bigger mouth will take longer. But I would say most cat dentals, 20 minutes, and then dog dentals, maybe 30 to 40. Extractions are additional, of course.
Okay. All right. So what you're finding is you think he might have some decay going on?
Some depth in the pockets that Courtney was probing. He probably has some cat cavities along the gum line. So once we're all done and we have an idea of how many questionable teeth there are and what areas, we'll start x-raying. Full mouth x-rays are ideal. That's best medicine to that way know how everything looks, not just the ones that probe abnormally.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I say that all the time in the office and on the radio show. Did you guys hear that? Full mouth x-rays are?
Standard of care.
And the best way.
Yeah, it truly is the best way to get a look at everything. Because there's a lot of times you get surprises. The tooth looks great, the crown looks great above the gum line, and boy, you get an x-ray, and you would never have guessed for there to be a lucency in the bone or a little pocket or something that you just can't see otherwise.
The other day, I think it was last week, I walked into the room, and I'm looking at the x-ray, which is up on a TV screen, and the first thing I said to the woman was, "You have a tooth in your nose."
Wow.
Really? Yeah, she had an impact, like a supernumerary tooth, but it was in her nasal sinus.
How did that happen? It just didn't erupt, or?
No, it was supernumerary, which means it was an extra one, and it's just kind of like, you know how in the embryologic stage we have the branchial arches and the branchial clefts? Well, one cell drops to the, supposed to be on a branchial arch, maybe drops to the other one, or it winds up on the wrong side, and it grows where it wasn't supposed to grow.
Wow.
Just like a teratoma or something in a foot that has teeth in it.
Very interesting. Yeah. I can't say I've ever x-rayed a pet's mouth and found a tooth in the sinus cavity. I found additional teeth, like you're talking, you know, retained deciduous, retained primary teeth, but that's very interesting.
Yeah, and then if you have even impacted teeth, people say, well, nothing's bothering me. But if you leave those and you don't do anything with them, they can become cystic. And I have an x-ray in my office that a patient that I was working with when I first met, and they had an impacted wisdom tooth that had this cyst that grew to be about the size of a human kidney almost. It took away their whole jawbone on one left side. They lost one side of their jawbone because of it, and they didn't even know it was there.
And when you say impacted, you mean a tooth that is not visible to the human, that it's under the gum line?
Well, yeah, there's impacted and there's unerupted. So okay. Impacted is one that is sideways. We know it's never going to come in on its own.
Okay.
And unerupted is one that just hasn't erupted yet.
Got it. Okay. I have seen some unerupted teeth in pets. There was one dental that comes to mind a few years ago. A dog was missing its lower right canine tooth, the big fang. And the owner said, "I don't know. I never saw it fall out. So what did we do? We took an x-ray. And wouldn't you know, it was laying on the bottom of the, like under the tongue, under the soft tissue, and had never erupted. Did.
Okay.
And so similar in that I recommended we extract it to prevent any cystic formation or a problem, but financially the owner couldn't afford it, so we decided to monitor it every year at the dental cleaning. So.
Oh, okay.
So yes, it is recommended that if they're unerupted and sitting in there that we probably should extract them too.
Now, you don't just specialize in dental care for pets. You do full service here, But what percentage of your practice would you say is dental care?
Gosh, I would say at least 25%. I think, you know, we're lucky in the Powell area and surrounding Columbus area. You know, a lot of pet owners take dental care seriously and they understand the importance. And so we're cleaning teeth almost daily here on dogs and cats. So it's really great. It's probably one of my areas of interest.
Is it really? Yeah. Okay, because say that again.
I really enjoy cleaning teeth and extracting teeth. It's one of my favorite parts of veterinary medicine, yeah.
That's cool. I really enjoy it too.
Yeah, cool. And that brings up a good point when talking about x-rays, when you were saying what should pet owners look for when they're asking a veterinarian about dental care. I think ask if they have dental x-ray. I realize it's not affordable for every veterinarian maybe, and maybe not every practice has it, but I think it's quite difficult to practice high quality dental care and not have x-rays. If you don't know what the roots look like, if you don't know what the jaw looks like, you could fracture something, you know, just doing what you're trying to do and extract the tooth. But I think dental x-rays are also standard of care now, you know.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and that's the x-ray unit there, right?
Yep.
It's just like one that I might have.
Mm-hmm.
And you're using digital, correct?
Yeah, so digital dental x-ray, it captures on a little plate and goes right to our laptop. Mm-hmm. And then we can email or print x-rays for owners if they'd like to see.
Right, just like we've been doing since about the year 2000. I think I went digital about 2001.
Cool. Yeah, I opened in May and I thought I could use digital, I could use film, but why not just get state-of-the-art since we're open, just jump in and do it right the first time.
Right, definitely. So she's rinsing his mouth and rinsing out the basically remnants of the calculus that are gathered on the tongue and whatnot, and the toothpaste. And it's mint, huh? Gonna always want mint?
He might. I guess we'll see.
Now it's time for x-rays. Looks like the lower cusp, his lower left cusp.
It's in people, but in veterinary medicine, we number the teeth in a four-quadrant pattern.
Okay.
In the upper right, we start at 100, upper left 200, bottom left 300, and lower right 400. So we count the teeth in that manner, I guess.
Okay. So this would be the 200 quadrant, his upper left.
Yeah. So looks like, 209? Seems to have some pocketing. 208. Can you probe any bifurcations there, Courtney, or no?
No.
Okay, but he is chattering, so we'll have to x-ray that area. Oh, yep, that canine's sensitive.
So he started to move a little bit, so they knew he was sensitive.
Okay, so that's 109 as well.
You refer to it as lingual and buccal?
Yes, mm-hmm, lingual and buccal. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and mesial and distal?
Mm-hmm, yep, exactly.
Okay, just like us. So she's checking, and I've noticed that you've only used the periodontal probe end. You haven't used the explorer end, per se, to feel for softness? Is that how you would check for decay? I mean, like on the actual enamel, though?
We can sometimes feel irregularities and catch areas that are rough. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll get out of the way.
Okay, so both bottom left and right side of the mandible, those premolars, and the top left and right side of the maxilla, those premolars as well. Okay.
So you're going to get a full set of x-rays?
Yep, we'll get some x-rays going here.
Okay. And honestly, that's the exact same x-ray sensor that I use. It's a Schick 33, right?
You're exactly right, yeah.
I hadn't even looked at the other side yet where the words are. So she has to turn on the imaging software. It's Dexis. Is it Dexis, or are you using...
Serona.
Oh, Serona. Well, Serona is the name of the company that made the... trying to think. We have Serona and Dexis. That's right. And one office is Serona, I just remembered. So see, I have a unit like this, and I have a motorhome that I can go out and do exams and x-rays. In my motorhome, kind of like outreach dentistry. So all I need is my laptop, I have the sensor, and then a portable x-ray machine that's battery operated.
That's cool. Very cool. Mm-hmm. How often do you do that?
I do about 5 touch-a-truck events a year and a couple health fairs. It varies. Right now, all we've been doing is the exams, the clinical screenings, and the cancer screenings, but we're just about to make that purchase of the portable x-ray.
Very cool.
So she's called up a grid, and it tells you which x-ray they want first. When they take the x-ray, just like we do at the office, the image winds up over here on the laptop. So she's going to start on the upper, on quadrant 100, the most anterior part.
Sorry, it's actually the top left. And so the little teeth in the front, those are the incisors. We count them as 201, 202, 203, the canines 204, and then keep counting the premolars back.
Oh, that's neat.
In an increasing fashion. Okay. How do you... number teeth in human dentistry?
We start with the upper right rear as number 1, which would be your wisdom tooth, all the way in the back, which would be your wisdom tooth. And then you work your way around to the upper left last tooth, and that is number 16 in an adult.
Hmm.
And then we drop to the lower left, which is number 17, and we work our way back around to number 32.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, hey, right now we want to, let's put it this way. We're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day soon. So you might want to remember that a full set of dental x-rays, this is according to me and according to Dr. Andrea Miller, A full set of dental x-rays is the standard of care. All right, before we do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, and by the way, you're going to win flowers from Vice Number Florist if you're the correct caller, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
I'm gonna love you with my hands, Dad. Show me your teeth.
Tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
Okay, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. The winner's going to receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question is, according to Dr. Andrea Miller of Liberty Pet Hospital, a full set of dental x-rays are A, unnecessary, B, too expensive, or C, the standard of care. All right, according to Dr. Andrea Miller, and of course I agree, a full set of dental x-rays are A, unnecessary, B, too expensive, or C, the standard of care. All right. As I mentioned, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. And
Dr. Miller, if you'd please do me a favor, pick a number between 1 and 4.
2.
All right. Well, my producer, would you please tell me who was caller number 2, who had the correct answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, which was a full mouth set of dental x-rays are C, the standard of care.
Dr. Kavitko, caller number 2 is Linda, and she is in Grove City, and she gets the free flowers from Vi Stemper.
All right. Congratulations to our winner. Hope you enjoy those flowers from Vice Number Florist. Okay, if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. And today is part 2 of a series with Dr. Andrea Miller at Liberty Pet Hospital, where we have a cat under general anesthesia, getting a dental cleaning and scaling, as well as a periodontal exam and tooth exam, and eventually extractions. So let's go back to that interview.
Courtney is excellent at dental x-rays.
And so everybody gets 6 feet away, and they push the button, and Harry's laying there on the table. Doesn't even know he's getting them.
Yep, so it looks like
lubrication.
Yeah, right there. The cavity, maybe right here along the gum line of that premolar. This premolar, I don't see as much problem, but if he's chattering, it probably should go because he's reacting to it, you know, along the gum line. Can you try and get the canine? Sometimes with all the wires connecting, the pulse ox, the blood pressure, when things touch, wires touch, then sometimes the monitor will read a little abnormal. So they were just kind of checking it out, make sure everything was okay.
Yeah, I have that issue with my IVs. If the person moves, because it's a dental office, so we don't have the leads on their chest, they have them on their wrists, which means it's not as good of a connection.
Oh, I can see that.
So they move their arm and there you go.
It's funny. Mm-hmm.
So it starts beeping.
So I think this canine's okay. We look for 50% of the bone loss to indicate extraction or a periapical lucency or pocketing along the junction there. And I think it looks okay. There's definitely recession. The gum line should be coming up to here on Harry.
Yeah.
But we'll just have to kind of watch that area. And if he's able to have his teeth brushed, then we should be hopefully prevent any further decay. All right. Which side would you like to do? Bottom left?
We're going to do bottom left. Okay. So Dr. Miller's setting the computer to the right grid. I imagine if you get it wrong, you can move him around later like me.
I believe so, yes. I just try to get it right the first time.
Yeah, from comparing that to human, that last image that we looked at. Now see, without you here, I'm going to tell you what I see. Let's see how close I am. I see frication involvement. Where are we at here? What number would that be? 309, okay. 309 looks like maybe the best of the group. It still has have a little bit of a frication involvement, meaning the bone has been affected. Not sure if that's a cavity, but it could be. But definitely 7.
Yep.
Looks like it has decay right here at the gingival margin and kind of in between the roots. Number 8, or rather what you call 308, right? Somewhat the same thing, but not as bad.
Mm-hmm.
None of them have periapical abscesses, though. There is bone loss on 9,
mm-hmm.
where it's about halfway down, but if they're not loose in a human and they're not bothering them, we tend to leave them. This lesion here, that looks like that could cause pain, right?
I agree. I think 307 has to go. I think there may be a little bit of bone loss here. It's kind of hard to tell below the gum line, but I think 307 has to go. We can probably monitor 308 and 309.
Okay, so that's pretty close.
Yeah, no, I think you did a great job. Ready to come in and extract teeth for me and clean teeth every day?
I could do it on occasion. I don't know about every day. I've got my own teeth to extract.
I bet you've got plenty of things to be doing, huh? All right, we'll try the upper right side now once the girls get in. Changed over. So far we're probably looking at 2 premolars on the top left, 1 premolar on the bottom left, and now we'll see what the right side shows.
Now, do you think there's going to come a point where rather than extracting these, you guys will be able to fix them like we do?
Veterinary dentists can do root canals, so if there was a fractured crown and it wasn't infected, there was no evidence of abscess, root canals can be performed by either a veterinary dentist or a veterinarian with additional training performing root canals. I don't have that additional training yet, but there are some dentists who can perform, bite adjustments, braces, believe it or not, for pets that need that. But I would say the everyday pet owner, primarily the focus seems to be dental cleanings and then extractions if the teeth show disease. I think, unfortunately, pets, we don't often catch dental disease early enough for preventive measures. You know, most pets show signs of dental disease by 3 to 4 years of age, and I try to have owners start cleaning teeth at 2, 3, 4 years of age, even when it doesn't seem like there's a lot of tartar on the teeth, but there can be disease along the gum line. So sometimes I see pets that are 8, 9, 10, 11, and it's their first dental cleaning, so by then it's a long time. Imagine not cleaning or brushing your own teeth for 11 years. There'd be a lot of disease.
Right, and a cat that's age 8 would be the equivalent of a person that is age, what, 55, 60?
Sure, yep. That's a rough estimate of like the 7 year, you know, 7 human years for every one dog or cat year.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to wait that long, definitely. So they're about to x-ray the 100 series, which is the upper right, and she's starting with the anterior, and let's see what she gets. So, okay, she's getting ready to push the button. And okay.
Sometimes the bone in the skull on the kitty's face will kind of...
Right, the zygomatic arch is the cheekbone.
Yes, it kind of obscures the view of the roots, and so there's just a certain way she can take the x-ray to kind of separate that out so we can see the roots a little bit easier.
Right, we have that same issue. Okay, so she's just getting ready to take another angle, and just like we've had to do for you folks when we've been taking your x-rays, sometimes the angle is good, sometimes we don't like it. Now, when pets are chipped, how do you find the chip when you take them back to the exam room? Is it, do you x-ray them? Is it, microchip?
There's a scanner. We usually put it between their, most veterinarians put it between their shoulder blades, so we kind of scan that area, but if we did x-ray a pet, we could potentially see it on.
Well, this side looks good then. These ones look pretty good, huh? Okay, so the x-ray wasn't completely conclusive, and that's the way it is in human dentistry as well. We have to compare our clinical and combine our clinical.
Yeah, see, he's chattering with that one, too. These both should probably go, because you know there's pain, and I can get a little bit of a pocket in there. Yeah, even though the x-ray doesn't look too terrible, which I usually find the opposite. The x-ray tells sometimes more than just the dental exam, but I think both of the, and this one's a little bit mobile. I can get that to move just a little bit. Yeah, I think those both should go, too. Looks like 407 will have to go, but I think 408 and 409 are okay. So it's going to be the same thing on both sides for Harry.
So, Dr. Miller, hey, we have to go to a break. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
I mean, can we stay with you?
You certainly may.
That's what I really meant. Okay, hang tight. Thank you for that.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call us 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko & Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko & Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko & Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, and let's continue our interview with Dr. Andrea Miller of Liberty Pet Hospital in northern Dublin, southern Powell.
Have his upper incisors fallen out? Okay. Let's x-ray that, too, just to make sure there aren't any broken crowns or broken roots, excuse me. Sometimes we see that where teeth are missing, but we always want to x-ray and make sure because animals can't raise their paw and say, it hurts, or, hey, my crown broke off, you know. They can't speak, so x-ray helps us know if there is a missing teeth altogether or fractured off crowns and the roots are still in there. If the roots are still in there, then we do need to go back in and extract them.
Okay, yeah. Oh, definitely, because they become infected.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing in dogs and cats, I don't know if it's like this in people, but we can see what's called a resorptive lesion where the bone, whether it's the jaw or the skull, the top, the maxilla, will start to, and decayed teeth start to absorb the root, and the roots become part of the jawbone or the skull. And so sometimes, depending on how the x-ray looks, we just need to take the crown of the diseased tooth and not take the root, but that's only in very specific circumstances.
Okay. And we have the same thing in humans. It's called internal resorption or external resorption. So he has crooked teeth.
Yeah, he does. He has a little bit of crooked lower incisors.
Okay, so he doesn't have upper incisors.
All six upper incisors have, looks like they've fallen out. Here's his little sinuses.
Right. Although this, could that be the remnants of a root right there?
You know, maybe. Let's see. Let's
try darken it up a little bit. I'm not the veterinarian, but I look at x-rays for living.
They have caught it.
See, there's three or four little remnants.
Maybe, like one, two, and three. Yep, so we can go in and drill those out, too. If I can't elevate them out once I separate out the gum line, we'll take a peek. Okay.
So I was thinking this morning about what would cats and dogs, I mean, they must be so happy that they befriended humans because we give them surgery, we clean their teeth, we do all this stuff. Of course, we get back in return more than that because they're wonderful companions, right?
They certainly are. They certainly are. I think I'm going to get started with his nerve blocks and start extracting if that's good with you.
Sure. Okay, so we'll come over here. She's going to start. Now she's actually going to numb the area because he would feel it in the area where she's going to remove teeth. All right, so she is now numbing. Kind of sad that they have to be removed, but maybe someday we'll actually be doing more kitty dentistry than we're doing now. So now, does it have a vasoconstrictor in the anesthetic? Not sure?
I don't know.
We'll have to look at the bottle later.
It's just bupivacaine. I don't know. We'll have to look. What
ours is, say, lidocaine with 1 to 100,000 epinephrine or 1 to 20,000 neocobrifen.
Bottle's right there if you'd like to take a look.
Okay, so looking at the bottle, it does not look like it has the vasoconstrictor that we use in humans. So she's making a little incision to access those teeth.
It is true oral surgery. You know, we can't just use a holder and just wiggle the tooth out. It's actually drilling away the bone and getting the roots out.
So troughing around it is how I remove impacted wisdom teeth.
So I'm going to elevate the gingiva now and get the gum line kind of up and away from the tooth before I start drilling, because I've got to kind of uncover those roots to elevate them out. How many teeth do humans have?
Adult humans have 32.
Okay.
Children have 20.
Interesting.
So she's elevating the tissue just like we would, pulling the tissue away from the tooth, expose what's underneath, bone first, and then eventually tooth.
Mm-hmm. And in multi-rooted teeth, unless they're very diseased, I separate the crown into the number of roots the tooth has and then elevate each root individually.
See, I have a saying, when it comes to taking out teeth, especially the impacted ones, you either have to make the hole bigger or the tooth smaller.
I could say that's true.
And I choose making the tooth smaller if I can, because that's the part that becomes traumatized is the part that's being removed.
Okay.
You know, so it's less discomfort later.
Do you suture the extraction sites closed?
Yes. Whenever there's an incision made, we suture.
Okay, same with us.
So do you use vicryl suture? Do you use gut?
Monocryl.
Monocryl. So a synthetic resorbable.
Resorbable, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't want to use cat gut on cats, right?
No, probably not. No, we used to use that in the olden days, I think, but it absorbs very quickly.
And this monocryl lasts about 2 weeks, right?
I believe it lasts even longer, like 6 weeks or so.
Oh, okay.
But can it be gone within, 2 weeks of their recheck? We usually recheck at 10 to 14 days. Sometimes I do see it, it's gone by then, but when it's inside the body, often it will last many weeks beyond that. Do you have similar dental tools than what I'm using, the periostatome, the elevators?
Yeah, we use a periostatome elevator that looks a lot like that, but ours is bigger because our teeth are bigger.
Sure. Makes sense.
And the one end is rounded like yours, but the other end is more of a point, comes to a point.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen that almost like it looks like a tip of a sword or something, right? Like it's very sharp looking.
Yes, exactly. So Harry looks like he's doing fine. And I notice your scalpel blade, you don't have a handle. You just use the blade.
Yeah, I do. It's maybe just surgeon's preference, but it's just an easy way to handle it and kind of move it around, yeah. Now when I'm in surgery, abdominal surgery, I certainly use a scalpel handle, but you use a...
Oh yeah, I use the handle all the time, yeah.
Okay, so looks like we're getting the gingiva nicely removed. Yeah, I might have to...
So basically she pulled the tissue back, including what's called the periosteum. The periosteum is the part that is kind of like the fibrous connective tissue that's on spare ribs. Anybody that's ever had barbecued ribs, that's the periosteum, and she's pulling that back to expose the bone.
Yep, and now I'll use a high-speed drill.
Just like I do.
Mm-hmm, to remove the bone, and there's different bits we can use, and it expels water when we're drilling, too. That way it doesn't cause any too high of temperature. It keeps the bone nice and cool.
As a water mist.
Okay, so we're going to start shaving this area away. You can hear the air compressor turning on. That's what powers my high-speed drill.
So she's using what we would call a number 2 round burr, high-speed round carbide, and removing the bone around these teeth, finding the outline of the teeth. See the roots coming into play, coming into the picture. Okay. So she has the outline of the roots pretty much defined, getting close.
So now I'm going to use a cross-cutting burr to cut the crown in half, so then the roots will be separated
looser
out.
Individual.
Now, kind of see what we can, if I need to drill more or if I can start elevating, and, kind of the alveolar ligament is what holds the tooth snugly into the bone, and we're just kind of stretching that, just stretching it ever so gently, and then that will weaken it to allow us to get the root out.
So what kind of pain control do you use after a surgery like this?
After this, he'll go home on buprenorphine, which is a clear liquid medication that the owner will squirt into his mouth orally every 8 hours, and then he'll get an antibiotic afterwards because, there is bacteria in their mouth, and after extracting the teeth, there probably will still be a residual. So he'll go home on either a liquid that they can put in the mouth called clindamycin or an injectable antibiotic that lasts 2 weeks called Convenia. A lot of owners like that because it is one less medication they have to give their kitty.
Hey, Dr. Miller, tell me, if somebody wanted to become a patient here, or rather bring their pet here, I guess you don't take humans, right?
You're right, yeah.
Okay, somebody wanted to bring their pet here. How do they find you? What's the phone number? What's the website? What do they do?
Good question. Our phone number is 614-568-PAWS. So again, 614-568-7297. Our website is libertypethospital.com. And you can call and schedule an appointment. You can email us from our website to schedule an appointment. Whatever you'd like to do, we're happy to see you and your pet.
Okay, and PAWS is PAWS, not PAUSE, right?
Yes, exactly. PAWS, yeah, yep.
So say the phone number again.
614-568-7297. 7297.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you very much.
Next week, I'll have Dr. Anahi Ortez, the Franklin County coroner, in the studio with me. It's going to be a cool show. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.